Psalm 47. O clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is so awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Well, we can sing this song because we're told that we shall be king priests and we shall reign on the earth. And that in the parable of the Lord Jesus, he says that one person will have 10 cities to rule over, another person will have 5 cities to rule over. So we are going to be the rulers of this earth. And this is what it's talking about here. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. And you think, well, how could that be that somebody as little and small and insignificant and obscure as little me could one day be a ruler on this earth? But that is God's plan, because when Jesus comes back, there's going to be a very radical and major inversion of all things. The last will be first and the first will be last. And we who are the obscure nobodies will be the rulers in God's kingdom. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. So we will each have an individual inheritance, just as all the people who came out of Egypt through the waters of baptism and then they went through the wilderness, that's like we go through this life, they were all intended to have a unique personal bit of land in the kingdom of God in Israel. And it's the same with us. God is working out for us a very personal thing that we'll be doing in God's kingdom. And we'll all have a different inheritance, a different job, if you like, a different way of being. And so that's why all our lives are so different. Somebody lives their life under persecution because they're a Christian, married to an unbeliever, having to be very secret about their faith, all sorts of endless family issues and tensions. Somebody else lives their life in wealth and luxury, married to another believer, facing all the temptations and issues that they do. And whatever, it all comes out of the same thing, that God is working to develop in each person something unique, because we will have a unique inheritance in God's kingdom. We'll be given a stone, Jesus says in Revelation, with a name written on it that nobody knows apart from us and Jesus. In other words, there'll be something very personal about our relationship with Jesus. And so it is in this life that he takes us through experiences which forge that very personal relationship between him and ourselves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to the King. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. All these nations think, oh no, we're independent. And the leaders say, no, I won an election, or I took power. I'm the ruler. Well, actually, God is ruling over all of them. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon the throne. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.